What are your initial thoughts on Colorado's offense that you'll be facing in this?
Very talented in the skill positions. Obviously, they got a phenomenal quarterback to get him the ball, but I think the wideouts are as good as we've faced this year, especially as a group. Very good. Obviously, we're facing the Heisman Trophy winner, so one of the best athletes in the country. Good challenge for us.
Does their offense look anything like other teams? Because it seems like they don't run the ball much, they don't worry about balance, and there's a lot of quick throws to the perimeter to get the ball to their skill guys.
Arizona was a little bit like this, throw first, run second. I think this quarterback's as effective as throwers we've faced maybe in the last 2 years for sure. He's got a lot of weapons, so I would say Arizona's the closest thing.
How much fun is it to have the opportunity to defend the Heisman Trophy winner?
Well, I've never done this, so it's exciting. In my coaching career, I've never done it. So anyway, super excited. I know the players are excited about defending these guys, and it's not just him. They have other guys, too, that you know are going to have to raise our level of execution and just how we play. So it's fun.
How has it been putting together practices amidst the transfer portal? Do you feel like you guys have managed that pretty well?
I think we've done a great job with that. You know, you're going to lose some guys every year in the way college football is now. But for the most part, our guys are still here. They're excited about this bowl game. They're excited about the matchup. And recruiting gets busy on the weekends for the coaches with, you know, visits, official visits and stuff like that. But it's just one more thing we balance. It's not like anything we've not done before.
So. Are any departures surprising? Guys that run your defense side?
No, not really. Not on defense. I mean, there's guys that I wish would stick around, but if they want to leave and look for other opportunities, we get that too. So nothing real surprising.
What will it do to your secondary without having Crew back there, though?
Well, Crew was a great player, made a lot of plays for us and stuff like that. The next man up mentality is what we got to have. We have some really talented young safeties in that group that I'm excited to see how they play this game. And those guys have played all year, Tommy Prasses, Falatau Sotawala, Raider DeMooney. Those guys will go in and play good. I really believe that.
How have you seen the progress from the young players during bowl practice? Have there been guys maybe taking steps forward in this bowl prep?
Well, it's actually added some juice and excitement to what we're doing right now, and I see those guys getting better every practice, and I like the direction those guys are heading. And I've said it all along, those guys are the future of what we're doing in the secondary. So, and I believe it's the best secondary in the country. So,
what are your positions of need on defense out of the transfer portal?
Well, we would take a D lineman if we find the right one. We would take a corner if we get the right one. But they're going to have to be the right guys. So,
will the pass rush be really important against Colorado, or is it more keeping the quarterback corralled because he's going to get rid of the ball so quickly? It's hard to get to him.
Well, they've been sacked 38 times this year. And so I think there's times where he'll get the ball out of his hand quick, and then there's going to be other times where he trusts himself and his pocket presence, which is very good. But he's going to trust himself to hang in there and get the ball out and get the ball down the field. So the rush is going to be important, is equally important as just, you know, giving him different looks that he doesn't always know where it's coming from is going to be critical.
When you were with Kyle, you guys had a really good bowl record. What's kind of the secret to bowl success?
Well, I think you've got to be excited about the game and the matchup. I think you've got to handle these practices the right way. And I can say this, I think the last 2 weeks of practice has been as good a practice as we've had on defense, so I'm excited about that. But guys got to be excited about the matchup. They got to be excited about practicing right now instead of just going home for Christmas, and I think our guys are.
Coaches would say they like a bowl game because they want the 15 extra practices for the young guy, but then coaches don't necessarily use all 15 practices either. Where do you guys fall on that?
We won't use all 15, but we'll use a lot of them, the majority of them, and it's both for us right now. We got to get ready to play a really good Colorado team, but we also got to prepare for the future. So, like the way we ended practice today was all with the young guys and the threes and fours and giving those guys valuable reps to progress in what we're asking them to do for the future.
In the portal, are you looking for guys who just the best player available? Do you tend to focus on people that you recruited and you already have some relationship with? How do you approach that?
Well, ideally, there's some kind of relationship, or we have a really good idea on who that person is that we're taking out of the portal. Sometimes we don't know much about them, but for the most part, a lot of the guys we've taken in the past are guys that we either recruited in high school and we didn't get, and they're coming back to us for whatever reason. But it's got to be a good fit to BYU. We're not just taking the best portal guy. It's got to be a good fit, and it's got to be one that we think can come in and compete and will fill a role. Otherwise, we'll just take the guys, we'll keep the guys that we currently have and let them grow into the position.
How close are you guys to kind of knowing what your personnel count is for next year? Just bring that up with amidst the portal.
Well, right now, everybody's assuming that we're going to 105 count, which is weird. So I think that that's what's slowing down some of the high school and portal recruiting right now, is that we just, there's so many guys that will get cut in the next couple months because of that number restriction that we're going to be up against. But all the while, you better have enough guys to fill your roster and be ready to compete for another Big 12 title next year. So it's a balancing act right now. We got to get the best players available, but yeah, I mean, you just got to take the right ones.
You bring up chasing a Big 12 title. Do you guys like the opportunity to play another Big 12 team that you will have next year, or what are your feelings on that?
Well, I think for the conference, ideally, we would have had an opportunity to go prove what the Big 12 was all about and play non-Big 12 teams. For us, we're super excited about Colorado and what it represents on playing a phenomenal team, a good coach, and just everything that this game represents to us is so big. So our guys have been motivated for that. But it's always good for the conference to get out and showcase us against the others.
Jay, how tough has it been to do the internal recruiting with some of those numbers looming? Because, I mean, you tell a guy you want him to stay, and then you might not have a spot for him. I mean, that just seems like it'd be hard as a coach.
Well, it's something that you have to balance, and your players have to know they're wanted and loved here, and I think they do. Kalani does such a phenomenal job with the culture of the team that most guys stick around here. But others are going to leave for more playing time or whatever it is they're looking for. Others will leave, and that's okay. We'll move on to the next guys.
How do you feel about this?
Last question.
How do you feel about the young guys on the defensive line? Because you got so many seniors along that defensive front. How's that group coming along?
Well, we're going to have to add some beef there. Some guys are going to have to get bigger, stronger, and faster. But there's some real talent in those young guys that I'm excited to see how they continue to progress before this game and through spring ball.